do you know what, you probably don't know this, but do you know what the tonic is in gin and tonic?
What?
Do you know what the tonic is in gin and tonic? You know, drink gin and tonic?
No, I don't drink.
Do you know what the white bitter powder in capsules is that you used to take for cold or for malaria?
Uh-huh. Okay. I take it whenever I get cramps in my feet.
Do you?
Yeah. I used to have cramps so bad. I just got to keep one day. It's been years ago. I said, do you have anything? I said, give her the cramps. She said, yes. And I would have cramps all up in here. So, I got, he gave me the prescription. I got it. And Dr. Max Wilson says, you don't have to have a prescription for that. Says, it's just quinine, that's all it is. So, I keep quinine on me. Got a bottle the other day.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If a man was shot and didn't recover, you say he?
Died.
Okay. And are there any, say, veiled ways you might say it to spare people's feelings, say you might be talking to his wife?
He passed away.
Okay. You might say, he's been dead a week and nobody has yet figured out what he
has.
Okay. You might also say, nobody's figured out what he died
of.
Okay. Where's the place where people are buried?
Cemetery. We used to call it graveyard.
Graveyard. Okay. Are there any distinctions between the public and private areas where people might be buried?
Well, they have lots plots where the one family would all be in that area.
Uh-huh.
Is that what you meant?
Well, suppose somebody had, you know, a little burying area out on the old homestead, you know, out back. Would you still call that a graveyard?
Oh.
It's like a very small, just for the family, and it's on the farm. You'd call it?
We would call it a cemetery. They'd call it maybe by the name of the people.
Mm-hmm. And you'd call it the
graveyard.
Say the Jones graveyard or something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Would that be right?
Sure. Mm-hmm. What is the box that people are buried in?
The coffin.
Okay. And did you call the old time ones that are made of wood and say they're wide at the shoulders and tapered narrow at the ankles? Did you call that a coffin? Or did you ever see any of those?
Yeah, that was.
Okay. I've only seen them in Westerns.
And now, if I were to die,
mm-hmm.
you all would have to go pick out a coffin for me. Now, what's the other word for coffin?
Casket.
I couldn't think. I could not think. It was. I have seen Mama, Papa would build it for a baby in a little
mm-hmm.
coffin. And several of the women would line it with black. They took black cloth and lined it and they lined the lid.